some words of wisdom from Gucci Mane. If you ain't got sauce, then you're lost. It is not just good advice for life. It is an excellent philosophy in the kitchen as well. And we've got just the person to help you add the sauce to your Thanksgiving dinner. Jack Bishop is one of the hosts of the PBS TV show America's Test Kitchen. Jack taught me how to make a tangy cranberry sauce that puts the zing in amazing.
I've got a little bit of a twist with just really two ingredients that are going to make your cranberry sauce better than any cranberry sauce anyone at your Thanksgiving has ever had before.
Can I start with a confession?
Sure, I love a good confession.
This recipe calls for some liqueur. And much in the tradition, who was the one who would get sauced before she started cooking? Was it Julia Child? Well, I'm pulling a Julia.
Well, I mean, you know, you're like well past cocktail hour on whatever crazy schedule
you
work, right? I mean,
thank you, Jack.
In your world, it's what, like 9 o'clock?
It is. It's about 9 p.m. Yes.
So you should have been drinking 4 hours ago.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce?
Jack kept a close eye on me over Zoom. I was in my kitchen in Washington, D.C., and Jack gave me step-by-step instructions from Boston.
We need a medium saucepan, and we're going to put sugar, water, and salt in that saucepan. Most recipes, including the most back-of-the-bag recipes, don't add salt. Everything tastes better with a little bit of salt.
I'm going to grab my medium saucepan. I'm going to tell you, as I walk away from the mic, I recently moved. In this new place, I have an electric oven, and I don't like it as much. And I'm trying to determine if there are any benefits to an electric oven that will make me feel a little bit better about the fact that I no longer have my gas range, which I really loved.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
It's terrible.
Well, the oven itself, you know, let's separate the cooktop from the oven. The electric oven portion of the range actually works a little better than the gas. It's a little bit more consistent, the heating. The cooktop is just not going to be as responsive. Think about using two burners. So when you're making an omelet, start it over medium high, but then if you want to finish it gently, rather than turning that burner down, which isn't going to cool down, just move the pan to a cooler burner and have another burner set to like medium low.
That is a genius idea. Not something that had occurred to me, but would have saved me quite a few disasters over the past few months, honestly.
Awesome sauce in the morning. Awesome sauce at noon. Awesome sauce in my bubble bath. I pour some awesome sauce on you.
After the mixture of salt, sugar, and water came to a boil, we turned down the heat and added a bag of fresh cranberries.
You're basically cooking them until about two-thirds of them have popped. And you're just trying to pop enough of the berries to get enough pectin. You know, pectin is the thing that makes jelly wiggle.
Oh, they are popping, but they're not popping violently. They're just sort of popping open very gently.
Yeah, and you're going to get little bits of fruit in this wonderful sea of cranberry jelly.
Are fresh cranberries really only sold around the time of Thanksgiving, or have I just not been really paying attention?
They're really only available in the Thanksgiving time frame historically. Now, it's changed a little bit because they're now growing cranberries in South America and Chile. Cranberries are an American fruit. There are very few Native American fruits. There isn't a big tradition of growing cranberries in Europe, for instance, but it is along with blueberries and Concord grapes. There are only three commercially grown fruits that are native to North America, and cranberries are one of them.
Next, I zested some orange peel.
I want to see your orange, by the way, because I want to see how good a job you did on zesting the fruit.
Oh, God, is it bad that I got down to the white part?
Well, so I see a little bit of fruit there. So you...
Yes.
You really went far.
I overzested.
There's no harm here, but the white part, the pith, has more of the bitter notes that are in the orange. The colored skin, and this is the same for lemons and limes as well, the colored part really has more of the floral aromatic notes. In general, that pith is a little bitter, and if you are zesting your fruit all the way down to the point where you see the actual fruit, you've gone too far.
Cranberries, whoa, my cranberries. Could they be jealous of our love? Don't they understand?
Now we're gonna come with the thing that actually transforms this dish, which is 2 tablespoons of Grand Marnier.
My father was left at home to raise 3 small children, and he was a fella who often had a bottle of Grand Marnier not far from him, I think for some very explicit reasons. So I always have it in the house, just in case I need to chill. So I've got my tablespoon, I've got my Grand Marnier, and you tell me when it goes in.
So we want to do this at the end of the cooking process because we want to get the maximum impact from the Grand Marnier. I'm going to suggest you get pretty close to get the aroma because it's going to smell so wonderful when that Grand Marnier hits the hot cranberry sauce.
Here we go. I'm about to inhale. Hello, friends. Oh, God, that smells good. That smells delicious.
At this point, you cool the cranberry sauce. I like to put it into a container with a lid. You can spend a week in the fridge. I will say it's a good idea on Thanksgiving Day to take the cranberry sauce out of the fridge earlier in the afternoon and let it come back up to room temperature where it's just much more fragrant and delicious.
That's another very useful tip. Honestly, not something that had occurred to me, but that's a good one.
Oh, I want you to take a little taste. It's going to seem too loose because it's going to gel in the refrigerator, but tell me what it tastes like.
I can taste the orange and I can taste the orange liqueur. That is so good. The orange actually does change the game because this tastes like the cranberry sauce I have every year, except it has that added citrus jolt, which is really, really nice.
That burst of freshness along with the cranberries and the orange together is really going to cut the richness of the mashed potatoes, the green bean casserole, the gravy, all that heavy food. You need something bright and, of course, something colorful on the plate, and the cranberry sauce with orange is doing that.
Well, this is a strong recommend from me. I think I will be doing this one this year. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Noelle. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Jack Bishop hosts the PBS TV show America's Test Kitchen.